Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Chaf Dal, the Masech Dibah Metziah. Some of the topics we learned about include Reb Shimon ben Elazar's halacha of Hamaitzi b'sarati u'falati gedoylo u'v'chomokim sharab metzuyin sham harei elu shaloi. If a lost item that does have a simon was found in a highway or public plaza frequented by large amounts of people, the finder may keep the item and does not return it to the owner, because the owner was miyayish, since he thinks that among all these people there are some dishonest people who might keep the item and not return it. The Gemara's question of Berev Kenanim, does Reb Shimon ben Elazar refer only to an area where the majority is non-Jews? And Harei Elu Shalai, because the owner assumes that the non-Jews will not return it. Therefore he was miyayish. However, in the area where the majority are Jews, chayv lahachris, because the owner assumes that the Jews will return it, therefore he was not miyayish. Or, afilu b'rev Yisrael nami amar, even in the area where the majority are Jews, chayv lahachris, because as Tosfos explains, mishum de'ika inshi de'lemali b'shakli la. The owner assumes that among the majority there might be some dishonest Jews who will find the item and not return it, and therefore he was miyayish. The question is whether the Rabbanan disagree with Reb Shimon ben Elazar or not. The Mishnah Masechtas Machshirin regarding Ir Sheyisrael v'Kananim Darimba, a city that is inhabited by both Jews and non-Jews. Matzah ba'aveda, Imrei v'Yisrael chayav lahachris. If a person finds a lost item in this city, it depends. If the majority is Jews, he must announce his findings and return the item to its owner. Imrei v'Kananim, ein chayav lahachris. But if the majority is non-Jews, he may keep the item and is not obligated to return it.